A release sent to local news media by the Salvation Army says, "In the name of God, please help us." Salvation Army Captain Brian Burkett says the situation at the local shelter is far more urgent than it's been in recent years. Burkett says summertime is always more difficult for agencies that depend on donations. He says this summer is worse. Burkett says need is up 15% from last year.
It certainly is. Our expenses have so greatly exceeded our income that, you know, we're really at a point where we just simply have to raise more income to keep up. We just have been really barraged with people needing help.
Burkett blames the economy and continued fallout from welfare reform. The shelter has 50 beds, so the dozen or so extra people at the shelter are sleeping on cots in the gym. Burkett says sometimes half the people seeking help are families instead of individuals, as was common in the past. That reflects a nationwide trend where 40% of the homeless are families with children. Burkett says cuts are being made at the shelter, like making the evening meal the only community meal served and restricting breakfast and lunch to only those being housed in the shelter. A spending freeze could last through fall.
Emergency things like transportation and bus tokens and diapers and things were simply unable to provide.
Burkett says some staff will be cut. A March survey by the Coulee Region Community Action Program shows hundreds of people were turned away when seeking help from homeless service agencies in Crawford, La Crosse, Monroe, and Vernon counties. The survey shows an increase in homelessness across the state. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.